In this episode, we'll listen to some letters written by the Apostle Paul. We first met Paul in the book of Acts as he traveled all over, telling people about Jesus. Paul wrote many letters to believers in different places. Sometimes he wrote to encourage them, challenge them, or answer questions they had. Two of Paul's letters were written to believers living in a place called Thessalonica. The people there were called Thessalonians, which is how these two letters, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, got their names. Paul was good friends with believers in Thessalonica. In his first letter, he says how thankful he is that they've stayed true to their faith. Even though others were making it hard for them, they were still following Jesus. Paul teaches them how to keep strong in their faith. He tells them to love one another, work hard, and always keep praying to God. Paul also explains what happens to believers who die before Jesus comes back to earth. They are not lost, Paul says, because Jesus will raise them from the dead when he comes back. As you listen, see if you notice what else Paul says about the day Jesus will come back, when it might happen, and what it will be like.
I, Paul, am writing this letter. Silas and Timothy join me in writing. We are sending this letter to you, the members of the church in Thessalonica. You belong to God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We always thank God for all of you. We pray for you. We never forget you when we pray to our God and Father. Your work is produced by your faith. Your service is the result of your love. Your strength to continue comes from your hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, you are loved by God. We know that He has chosen you. Our good news didn't come to you only in words. It came with power. It came with the Holy Spirit's help. He gave us complete faith in what we were preaching. You know how we lived among you for your good. We and the Lord were your examples. You followed us. You suffered terribly. Even so, you welcomed our message with the joy the Holy Spirit gives. So you became a model to all the believers in the lands of Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you. That was true not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has also become known everywhere. So we don't have to say anything about it. The believers themselves report the kind of welcome you gave us. They tell about how you turned away from statues of gods to serve the living and true God. They tell about how you are waiting for His Son to come from heaven. God raised Him from the dead. He is Jesus. He saves us from God's anger, and His anger is sure to come. We couldn't wait any longer, so we thought it was best to be left by ourselves in Athens. We sent our brother Timothy to give you strength and hope in your faith. He works together with God in spreading the good news about Christ. We sent him so that no one would be upset by times of testing. You know very well that we have to go through them. In fact, when we were with you, we kept telling you that our enemies would make us suffer. As you know very well, it has turned out that way. That's the reason I sent someone to find out about your faith. I couldn't wait any longer. I was afraid that Satan might have tempted you in some way. Then our efforts would have been useless. But Timothy has come to us from you just now. He has brought good news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always have happy memories of us. He has also said that you long to see us, just as we long to see you. Brothers and sisters, in all our trouble and suffering, your faith cheered us up. Now we really live because you are standing firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you because of all the joy that comes only from our God? Now may our God and Father Himself and our Lord Jesus open up a way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love grow. May it be like a rising flood. May your love for one another increase. May it also increase for everyone else. May it be just like our love for you. Finally, brothers and sisters, we taught you how to live in a way that pleases God. In fact, that is how you are living. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask and beg you to do it more and more. Do everything you can to live a quiet life. Mind your own business. Work with your hands, just as we told you to. Then unbelievers will have respect for your everyday life, and you won't have to depend on anyone. Brothers and sisters, we want you to know what happens to those who die. We don't want you to be sad as other people are. They don't have any hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again. When he returns, many who believe in him will have died already. We believe that God will bring them back with Jesus. That agrees with what the Lord has said. When the Lord comes, many of us will still be alive. We tell you that we will certainly not go up before those who have died. The Lord himself will come down from heaven. We will hear a loud command. We will hear the voice of the leader of the angels. We will hear a blast from God's trumpet. Many who believe in Christ will have died already. They will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them. We will be taken up in the clouds. We will meet the Lord in the air, and we will be with him forever. So cheer each other up with these words of comfort. Brothers and sisters, we don't have to write to you about times and dates. You know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. People will be saying that everything is peaceful and safe. Then suddenly, they will be destroyed. It will happen like birth pains coming on a pregnant woman. None of the people will escape. Brothers and sisters, you are not in darkness. So that day should not surprise you as a thief would. All of you are children of the light. You are children of the day. We don't belong to the night. We don't belong to the darkness. So let us not be like the others. They are asleep. Instead, let us be wide awake and in full control of ourselves. God didn't choose us to receive his anger. He chose us to receive salvation because of what our Lord Jesus Christ has done. Jesus died for us. Some will be alive when he comes. Others will be dead. Either way, we will live together with him. So cheer each other up with the hope you have. Build each other up. In fact, that's what you are doing. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Give thanks no matter what happens. God wants you to thank him because you believe in Christ Jesus. Don't put out the Holy Spirit's fire. Don't treat prophecies as if they amount to nothing. Put everything to the test. Hold on to what is good. Stay away from every kind of evil. God is the God who gives peace. May he make you holy through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept free from blame. May you be without blame from now until our Lord Jesus Christ comes. The one who has chosen you is faithful. He will do all these things. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
So that was Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. But soon Paul had to write a second letter because there was a nasty rumor going around that Paul was saying the day of the Lord had already come. Can you guess who might have told Paul about this rumor? Here's a hint. This person helped Paul write his first letter to the Thessalonians. If you guessed Timothy, you're probably right. The day of the Lord is how the Bible talks about a time in the future when God will defeat his enemies and reward those who believe in him. If the rumor was true and the day of the Lord was already here, then why were the Thessalonians still suffering? Why were their enemies still causing trouble for them? Wasn't God going to do something about it? Imagine how you'd feel if you were in their situation. Sad, confused, let down. Paul gives the Thessalonians hope in this letter. He tells them that the day of the Lord hasn't arrived yet and promises that God will pay back trouble to those who cause trouble for believers. Most of Paul's letter was written down by a scribe, which is a fancy name for a writer. But at the end of this letter, Paul writes a greeting in his own handwriting. Why do you think he does this? If he's trying to stop a false rumor about things he's been saying, then he needs to prove that this letter is from him, so that the Thessalonians can trust what it says.
I, Paul, am writing this letter. Silas and Timothy join me in writing. We are sending this letter to you, the members of the church in Thessalonica. You belong to God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. May God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Brothers and sisters, we should always thank God for you. That is only right, because your faith is growing more and more. The love you all have for each other is increasing. So among God's churches, we brag about the fact that you don't give up easily. We brag about your faith in all the suffering and testing you are going through. All of this proves that when God judges, he is fair. So you will be considered worthy to enter God's kingdom. You are suffering for his kingdom. God is fair. He will pay back trouble to those who give you trouble. He will help you who are troubled. And he will also help us. All of those things will happen when the Lord Jesus appears from heaven. He will come in blazing fire. He will come with the angels who are given the power to do what God wants. He will punish those who don't know God. He will punish those who don't obey the good news about our Lord Jesus. They will be destroyed forever. They will be shut out of heaven. They will never see the glory of the Lord's power. All of those things will happen when he comes. On that day, his glory will be seen in his holy people. Everyone who has believed will be amazed when they see him. That includes you, because you believed the witness we gave you. Keeping this in mind, we never stop praying for you. Our God has chosen you. We pray that he will consider you worthy of his choice. We pray that by his power, he will make every good thing you have planned come true. We pray that he will make perfect all that you have done by faith. Brothers and sisters, we want to ask you something. It has to do with the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. It concerns the time when we will go to be with him. What if you receive a prophecy, report, or letter that is supposed to have come from us? What if it says that the day of the Lord has already come? If it does, we ask you not to become easily upset or alarmed. Don't let anyone trick you in any way. That day will not come until people rise up against God. It will not come until the man of sin appears. He is a marked man. He is sentenced to be destroyed. He will oppose everything that is called God. Don't you remember? When I was with you, I used to tell you those things. Brothers and sisters, we should always thank God for you. The Lord loves you. God chose you from the beginning. He wanted you to be saved. Brothers and sisters, stand firm. Hold on to what we taught you. We passed our teachings on to you by what we preached and wrote. Our Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father loved us. By his grace, God gave us comfort that will last forever. The hope he gave us is good. May the Lord who gives peace give you peace at all times and in every way. May the Lord be with all of you. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own handwriting. That's how I prove that I am the author of all my letters. I always do it that way. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.